せーの、ジェバレー。
ようこそ旅リンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the 旅リンガルポッドキャスト。ユガンダです。
ユガンダ。
Why did we come to Uganda in the first place?
それは君の長年の夢を叶えるためです。
なんだろう、It's to see the gorillas.
ほっほっほっほ、やってなかったよ。
ってやってる。It's to see the silverback gorillas is why we stopped in Uganda. But when we met Andy, if you remember, if you've been listening to this podcast from the very beginning, we met this Nigerian guy named Andy in Fiji.At our Airbnb, he lived in Rwanda, and when he was talking about Rwanda, it reminded me that there's the silverback gorillas, and that those gorillas, I've seen documentaries about them before, I've seen them on TV, and I really wanted to go see them for myself. And so, I mean, it was like since high school, I think, that I really wanted to see these gorillas. And when he was talking about Rwanda.We started looking into it from like 3-4 months ago, and we realized that it's super expensive to do it in Rwanda. So the gorilla, just the permit to go see these gorillas in Rwanda is $1,500 per person per day. But in Uganda, it's $800 per day per person. So still really expensive. But we did our research and we found a pretty good deal. So we decided to do it in Uganda instead of Rwanda. はい、ということですが、まあ長年の夢を、はい、叶えることができました。
あれね、まあフィジーであったアンディ君の話でルワンダをが、ゴリラの場所だって思い出して、でそこからリサーチ始めて、ルワンダは行きたい、あ、じゃあゴリラも見たいってなって。そしたらルワンダだと1600ぐらい、
1500ドル、
1500?
パーミットだけで、
そう、入場のためのパーミット、
1日1人1500ドル、
はい、
高いでも高い、ユガンダがまあその半額ぐらい、800ドル、1人、それでも高い、
12万
ぐらい、
がもう1人
パーミットだけで
マストでかかってくるからね。
で、なのでユガンダでやることにしまして、まあちょっと This might be the most expensive activity that we do on this trip. But, it's once in a lifetime っていうことで、ユガンダでやってきました。はい。
はい。
And we got to see the silverback gorillas, so we want to talk about that. So we found a company, S2G Tours and Travels, run by a guy named Aaron, who was one of the nicest people we've ever met. So thank you, Aaron. It cost about $1,200 per person to do this tour. So we took a bus from the capital, Kampala, to the city called Kabale, which is in southern Uganda, towards Rwanda. That bus took, it was supposed to take 7 hours, but it took 9 hours. また得意のね、バスが遅れ、カンパラからカバレっていう町まで行き、一泊して、and Aaron picked us up at 5 a.m. to drive us to, there's two major parks in Uganda where you can see the gorillas. The most famous one is Bwindi.
Bwindi.
はい。And then the other one is called Mugahinga.
両方ルワンダ、ウガンダにあるね。
ウガンダ側にあります。と、ちなみに、you can see the gorillas in Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda.
Only three countries.
And they're all in that similar region, like the Virunga region, the Rwanda side, the Bwindi, Mugahinga. And now Bwindi is more popular, but we went to Mugahinga, which is a hidden gem, they say.なぜならば、Bwindi has more gorilla families、 However, they're smaller.
何が？その家族の大きさが？
家族の、はい、数が。ムガヘンガ has one family, but there's more of them. There's like 9 or 10 or 11 of them. ブウィンディ、まずその、yeah, you have to go trekking into like the mountains and the jungles to find them. And so these rangers spot them and they track them and you have to get to where they are with a guide of other rangers. Yeah. So Bewindi is known to be more harder, the trek. Because they got to find these families and then it's like through really rough jungle. As for Mugahinga, it's supposed to be easier. And there's less like vegetation and more bamboo. So you get a, once you find them, they're usually in like a clear spot. Demo, 難しかったね。The trekking was quite strenuous still in Mugahinga.
え、bamboo がある方は Mugahinga じゃないでしょ。
Mugahinga の方。
え、私たちが行った方だよね。全くなかったよね。
なかったね。そこにいなかったね、多分。まあでも before we start climbing the local people do like a traditional dance to welcome us which was very
なんか感動したよね。
ね、感動したよ。 It was very moving the traditional dance they sang like 3 songs and they danced for us and then the rangers in the army clothes with like the rifles 2 of them take us into the forest and we got to see like a pygmy village, an old pygmy village, and we got to see golden monkey that was like a lone outcast golden monkey, which is also just to see the monkeys, there's different tours and it's like $300 to $500 to go see these monkeys. And so we got to see that for free.
あそこで見れるの珍しい
って言ってたよね。超珍しいね。超ラッキーだった。And then we got to see the gorillas after about an hour and a half, 1時間半ぐらい、ね、ジャングルの中歩いて、
なんか糞とかが出てきてね。
そうそうそう。Yeah, yeah,
we saw, これ近いよって
言
って。
Yeah, we saw fresh gorilla poo and we're like, oh, we're getting close. And then, da da.
ナチュラルにいてさ、ヒロが全然来ないから何やってんだ早く来いよって思ってた私は。
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was getting ready to film and
pictures. 靴紐結んじゃってさ、もう早くって思ってました。
Yeah, and then once you see these gorillas, you only get to stay with them for an hour. You have to wear a mask to make sure that we don't, you know, they don't catch a cold like a human virus or something. And we, they walked right past us.
なんかさ、え、ゴリラってさ、危険とか危ないみたいな言われてたような気がしたよね。でも全然みんなに聞いても、いや、全然ゴリラは危なくないよって言ってくれて、本当に見ている限り、もうただそこに自由にいるっていう感じだったよね。
Yeah, they're just chilling and they're just eating and they're just playing and they're so used to humans like coming to go see them and visit them that they don't care and they're just like friendly and they don't care that we're there.
へこいてたしね。
Yeah, they're ripping a huge fart and like,the kids are playing with their moms and they like just eat and sleep and like なんかすごい理想な生活じゃない？
だってしかもあの敵がいないって言ってたしね。
Yeah, they have no predators. Especially in the Uganda side, you know, there's no human poachers. Yeah, like they just hang out and they live for so long. Yeah, they live until they're like in their 50s. And so we, there was, the main male silverback was named Mark, because a guy named Mark found him. And then all the other gorillas had like African names, which I'm sorry, we can't remember anymore, but, it was, it was surreal.
本当に本当にそう、まだ動物園にいるかのような気もしたし、
It was surreal just walking like in the jungle to find them. And then once we found them, we're like, they're so peaceful and majestic. なんだろうね、なんか just knowing that they're endangered and knowing that you can only see them in that area, I don't know, it felt very special. And you only get an hour with them, so we don't bother them too much. We ended up only getting about 40 minutes with them because they started going deep into the bush, and so we couldn't track them anymore. But like, you can do safaris all around Africa. You can see the giraffes, you can see the lions, you can see the zebras and hippos and whatever. And you can do that in so many different countries. And so many different places. But these gorillas is only in that one pocket, in that little, in East Africa. And I'm really glad we went.
そうなんだよね。だからよくさ、この話をするとさ、でも結局その価値あるのみたいな。そんだけ払うから見に行った方がいいかなって聞かれることがあるけど、まあ本当そこでしか見れないって思うと、まあ人生に一度きりであれば、チャンスがあるなら見た方がいいんじゃないかなっていう気するよね。
そうね。チャンスがあれば、お金を出す覚悟があるのであれば。But we knew that this is going to be the most expensive activity in our whole entire travel, I think.
そうですね。さすがにこれ以上ないと思う。ないであ
ってほしい。30万ですよ、2人で。
たけー。
ゴリラ見る、1日ゴリラ見るだけで。
1時間ってか40分のゴリラ見るだけで。
そう。高かったね。
高かった。
時給で言ったら。
わかんない。
まあ、ということで、and then we just head back to Kabale. We went to Lake Bunyoni, which we'll talk about next.
Okay.
ね。
うん。
ということで、please follow us on tabi.lingual on Instagram. Like, follow, share. You can also like, follow, share this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
はい、ゴリラの様子はインスタで上げてるので、tabi.lingual で探してみてください。
はい。
はい。
では、また次、Lake Bunyoni から。